stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. Since God never changes, and Jesus never changes, the Holy Spirit never changes, the Word of God never changes, His plans and purposes never change, and since we are still the church, then we, the people who make up the church, are in need of revival, because the world is in desperate need to see the manifestation of the sons of God. The purpose of the Rock Power program is to stir up the church towards repentance and revival. Our message this week is one that I preached, taught our church just before the Iowa caucuses, and in it I'm trying to bring balance, biblical correction, biblical truth to bear on the process of elections, governments, politics, partisanship, and I think if you listen to it, you'll find the voice, so to speak, of one crying in the wilderness, because I'm going to tell you what the Bible says, and I don't believe many of you have heard what the Bible says in this area. So all this week, we'll be talking about what the Bible says about voting. So I did title today's message, "You Should Vote, But You Shouldn't Leave the More Important Things Undone. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because thou trustest in him." If you're not in peace, then your mind's on the wrong thing. Your mind is stayed on the wrong thing. You might have to turn the radio off. You might have to turn the television off. "Be not wise in your own eyes. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool." I'm giving you the Bible. I'm trying to bring some balance. Vote, but don't leave the more important things undone. Don't vote from your head. "Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself, is not in man that walketh to direct his step." Yeah, but I know. Well, 1 Corinthians 8:12, "If any man thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." You know, here's an amazing scripture. We've all heard Isaiah 5:20. "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Now, we've all heard that, but we've not heard verse 21. Very next verse. See, we've heard woe of Isaiah 5:20. Let me read 5:20 and 21. "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." I wonder which woe is worse. Well, either woe, I wonder which you'd rather get run over with, a Freightliner or a Mack truck. Either one of them will do you in. Woe is woe, right? Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes. You know, today, Christians today would not vote for Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, James Madison, or James Monroe, or Andrew Jackson, because they were all Masons. And Christians today would not vote for George Washington. I'll guarantee you, if George Washington was running, he'd be smeared because he's a Mason. And he was sworn in as the high and exalted poobah of his lodge just before he became president. And today we would not vote for George Washington. Why? Because we're wise. We're too smart for that.
And yet our country survived. And not one of you can think of any negative thing against George Washington. And I might say this to his credit, after he got out of the White House, he left the Masons. But yet our country, my point is, our country survived. If you think any one of these people running for president can destroy our country, then you probably believe in global warming too. God is bigger. The only way anybody can destroy this country is if Christians quit praying. If Christians would do their job, we would have good government. And I don't mean vote, I mean pray. Because there's not in my estimation, anyone who can survive politics without a lot of prayer. I don't care how good a Christian they are. I don't care who they are. They get into those situations, and the pressures are so great that corruption finds its way in. Bad ideas find their way in. Bad counsel. Christians need to pray. Our country survived those people. And don't believe me, I'm not saying you should vote for a Mason. I'm saying you should pray. I'm saying prayer is more important than who's in the office. It's who appointed the office, who established the authorities. That's what's important, and that's God. And you say, well, yeah, but if they're a Christian, well, did you remember this? Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton were Southern Baptists. And on the list of bad, Carter didn't even make it. He got worst. But he was a good Southern Baptist who ran as a born-again Christian. You know, the list of bad things, foolish things, dumb things, naive things that Jimmy Carter did are beyond belief. He gave away the Panama Canal, which is now controlled by the Chinese. He gave away our territorial waters to Cuba, and the Chinese are now drilling for oil in those territorial waters off of Florida, but we can't. He so messed up the American economy that interest rates on houses, if you wanted to buy a house towards the end of Jimmy Carter's presidency, interest rates were 21%. I know, I was selling real estate at the time, or I shouldn't say I was selling real estate. No one was selling real estate because no one could afford to buy real estate. Unless you bought it on a land contract, nothing was moving. Jimmy Carter decided that he would punish the Soviet Union for their evil deeds by refusing to sell them our crops. He thought that our crops were the most potent weapon in the world. And of course, he failed to realize that we aren't the only people in the world that grow corn and soybeans. And so the Soviet Union merely turned to South America, to Brazil, and those other countries down there who now are our number one world competitors because that we gave them our customer, the Soviet Union, because Jimmy Carter decided he could bring the Soviet Union to their knees by refusing to sell them corn. He refused to have us in the Olympics to punish the Soviet Union. He allowed the Ayatollah Khomeini and the radical jihadists, one of which is now president of Iran, to take over our embassy and to hold our embassy staff hostage. That's an act of war that was never, ever addressed. He didn't go in and rescue them. He didn't retaliate. And we've been having trouble with the jihadists ever since. Jimmy Carter was a born-again Christian. At least he said he was. I voted for him because he replaced the evil Richard Nixon. And Jimmy Carter did more damage to this country than Richard Nixon could have done in a million years. But he was born again. But he was naive and he was ignorant. But I don't remember one time during those years that he was in office. And thank God there was only four of them. But I was in church during those 4 years, and I never one time heard my pastor or anybody else quote 1 Timothy chapter 2 that we should pray for our president and for those in authority. And even someone as naive and foolish as Jimmy Carter, we could have salvaged things had the church prayed. Turn over to Isaiah 44:24. My point is, let's don't lean to our own understanding. Let's pray and find God's choice for things. Now, I'm not saying you should vote for a man that's a Mason. I don't know. But God looks at a heart, God looks at a man's heart, does he not? Since you can't look at a man's heart, you have to find out from God what's in a man's heart. Isaiah 44:24. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, and he who formed you from the womb, I am the Lord who makes all things, who stretches out the heavens all alone, who spreads abroad the earth by myself, who frustrates the signs of the babblers, talking about witchcraft, and drives diviners mad, hallelujah, who turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolishness, who confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers, who says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, to the cities of Judea you shall be built, and I will raise up her waste places, who says to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up your rivers. Verse 28. Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built into the temple, your foundation shall be laid. He said, I'm the one who says Jerusalem's going to be built, and I'm the one who says the foundations will be laid. I'm the one who says I'll raise up the waste places. And he said, and my servant Cyrus is going to say it and see that it's done. Anybody know who Cyrus was? He was the king of Persia. What? What? He was the king of Persia, but God said, he's my servant. He's my shepherd. What else? Isaiah 45:1. We're not done yet. Isaiah 45:1. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. Now, can you imagine if any Christian, if any Jew dared call Cyrus his anointed? Can you imagine in the day? Now, this was written 150 years before Cyrus was born. Let me read the rest of it. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him, and loose the armor of kings to open before him the double doors, so the gates will not be shut. It's talking about the gates in the river that flowed through Babylon. They were inside Babylon in the city celebrating. They were impregnable, and they forgot to close the gates because they were drunken stumble bums. And they forgot to close the gates, and Cyrus' army marched right in through the river and then went and opened the main gates. God said, the gates will not be shut. They forgot to. Can you imagine? There's an army outside, been there, the city is besieged, and you forget to close the gates. And God prophesied it 200 years before it happened. I'm trying to bring some balance. I'm giving you the Bible. Vote, but don't leave the more important things undone. Don't vote from your head.
Put on the full armor of God.
If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com. Or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321. Or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., or Friday evening at 6:30 p.m.